This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer,
yes,
had a very shiny nose.
Everybody sing along.
If you ever saw it, you would even
say it glows.
Like
all
light
of the other reindear,
come on,
used
Jay,
to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer.
This is Gene Autry. James, do you know who Gene Autry was?
I know him for the Christmas music, but I wouldn't know him for anywhere else.
Okay. He owned the Los Angeles baseball team as one of the wealthiest men. He and Bob Hope and some other stars of that era bought a lot of real estate and became very wealthy because they were smart. And so, well, he was well known for being a cowboy actor and a singer, but was a real estate mogul, owned radio and television stations. He was quite the interesting guy. So there's Gene. I used to call him Gene Autry when I was a youngster. I was singing these songs and singing along with them. 7 after the hour and then some here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, the focus on radio, wherefore art, though. We have all kinds of ways of hearing this program. Happy to send you to places where you can listen to our daily download, which is basically the highlights of the previous program. But then all day, every day, you can hear the Good Day Show at gooddayshow.com. And then there are the fabulous radio stations like KTLR in Oklahoma City. That is actually starting to carry more of this program because you're so good, Jay. That's what they said. We want to hear more from Jay. So thanks to KTLR.
You're lying through your teeth, sir.
No, I'm not. They like you. You're fine and dandy. That's what makes the world go round. Good conversation, pleasant people, nice stuff. All right, so this is a time of year for all of us to think of books. I was talking about cooking books earlier, but I've come across a number of lists of books, mm-hmm. people buying books for folks. And it isn't just here in our country. You know, we tend to think when we are discussing these sorts of things, we apply it to our neighborhood, to our state, to our country. But it's Christmas all around the world. And so there are a lot of books that have been written in other languages that are published. And, I started to think about this. I was watching. I found out, as I said earlier, my son helped me because my children were here this weekend. My son helped me. He said, Dad, I'm tired of this. Every time I come, we try to figure this out and it doesn't work. Well, he figured out how I have all of these streaming services. I can't get to them. So he figured out, and I have wanted to watch the Jack Ryan series because I think it's extraordinarily well done. And so one of the subtext, if you will, subplots of the current season of Jack Ryan, which stars Krasinski and Wendell Pierce, very, very nicely done, is at the end of the show, because Amazon Prime is in every country, every language in the world, and they translate the show into all of the basic languages in the world. So at the end, on the credits for the show, I've never seen this before, there are all, there were like, I watched it for, it went on for like 19 minutes of credits for all the different languages, all the different countries, all the different actors who dubbed their voices and their language into, you know, this, and I'm sure it happens elsewhere, but it's just, this show is so popular around the world. Yeah, it's one of those, the people around the world love these spy shows. And it's shot all around the world, so they have all these different, I thought it was fascinating. And then I started thinking about all the books that are written in various languages. Like, we always think of these books written in English that are translated into whatever languages. Well, how about the other stuff? Turn it around. How about books that are written by authors who are Hungarian or Ethiopian or Brazilian or you name it? I mean, there have to be good authors that have something to say in all of these countries. Do their books get translated into English? There are 900 book-related businesses still in the world. Did you know that? 900 book-related businesses. People writing books, people selling books, people translating books. The thought, and you wonder, there are, this is, I'm getting down to the nitty-gritty here. There are 26 letters in the alphabet. Look at how many words we have. We're like almost an un, it's not, we don't even estimate how many words there are in the English language anymore. You know what? They're in the dictionary, and their new words come along all the time. But think about translating the books from one language to another, because not only here in our country do we add new words all the time, but all of these other countries and their languages, they add new expressions and new words and new phrases all the time. And how do you learn? Once you've learned a language, let's say you've learned, pick a language, one of the tribal languages in Africa. Right? Mm-hmm. You don't think they add new words all the time? Or where people are using the language to write books or... I don't know, I just find it fascinating. Am I the only one?
It is. And it has to be very difficult to translate because a lot of times you have the same word that means different things.
Yeah, so especially in
context,
English.
Or when you have certain sayings that... if you translate it, it loses its meaning and you have to completely change what that phrase is to get the same concept across.
All right, so here's a book that's been translated into pretty much every language, usable language on the planet. It's a travel book. And the woman who has written it has set two world records for traveling to all 193 countries on the planet. She writes about her favorites, but you just can Google sort of traveling around the world. And there are a few books that come up, but this is one I can't remember her name, so I haven't given it to you because I don't remember her name. I just know that it sounds fascinating to be able to read and understand what's going on. We have these ads all the time on our program for Babbel. Isn't that the company that you listen to languages and you're supposed to learn them in 15 weeks or something, right? Isn't that it? And more and more people do. That's a good gift for Christmas. You know, there's probably somebody in your family who wants to learn a new language.
Learn another language.
Yeah. It's good for your brain, by the way. This is very good to make sure your brain stays active. Words to live by. There is, speaking of Africa, I often talk... maybe not often, but frequently, I refer to what's been going on with the poachers in South Africa, countries like Chad, where the rhinos are almost extinct because the poachers come in and kill them, and they take their horns and they leave the rest of them. Same with elephants and some of the other stuff. Well, apparently, the countries are getting wise to all this. They realize that part of their existence is built on tourism, and people come because they want to see the rhinos, they want to see the elephants. So if they let these poachers come in and kill them all, then they're going to have any. There's no tourism. So not because they love the rhinos or the elephants, but because they're concerned about their own preservation. Whatever the reason, the fact that they're coming back. And there are more of them than there were 10 years ago, I think is a good sign, frankly. And so I don't understand why people want to kill other. I don't. I just don't understand it. Unless you have to do it, you're going to eat the stuff, then that's fine. But other than that,
Tonight, don't waste any part of it. Mm-hmm.
No. Tonight, an asteroid is going to pass in front of one of the brightest stars in the night sky. And if you are watching this, I'm trying to remember, I think it's Venus, but I'm not sure. It will create an eclipse that will be visible to most people in the northern hemisphere. So if you've been watching, there's a couple of bright stars near the moon. I don't know if you've seen those or not, Jay. Venus and Mars and...
yeah.
Jupiter.
I think Jupiter is, you can see, too.
Jupiter, too. Yeah. At any rate, there's because there's an asteroid. Isn't it, the more I'm looking at my favorite spot is the NASA website. Isn't it pretty amazing when you think that somebody has been able to track an asteroid and knows it's going to pass in front of a star, and they can give you the time so you can go outside. Hey, look up at the sky. What's going on?
Yes, yeah.
Huh? I didn't think about it. Oy. Okay. Superlatives. You know, the comparative superlative degrees to teach this in English. We were talking about with my children what we're teaching in English, get children to learn how to speak and communicate better. Mm-hmm. Well, here's a superlative. This guy, I don't know if I can pronounce his name right. Is it Shohei Ohtani?
That's what the Dodgers? I would say. Yeah, I was not familiar with him until this news broke.
I didn't know who he was either. But I know he's going to make $700 million over the next 10 years. The biggest sports contract ever. So he moved to the Dodgers. I think he played for the Angels before. Anyway, over the weekend, people started reading about this. I don't, you know, obviously he's a good baseball player. He had been making he made a 12-year deal before for $426 million.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's making 64% more than a lot of money
for a baseball player. This is astounding. Oh, wait a second. I do know this guy. His nickname is Showtime. I recognize him now. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what nationality is he? Japanese?
Well, he's Japanese.
Players,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Well, imagine the tax he's going to have to pay on that. I'm sure there's some financial guy who's advising him. His agent has put him on to some financial guy. $70 million. 60% more.
$700 million.
Yeah, but $70 million a year. It's a 10-year deal. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Think about that. Yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine being... He's 29. That's so young.
Yeah. Right.
Being worth $700 million over a decade.
Does he appreciate... Do you think he appreciates it? How do you figure out whether somebody like this appreciates it? Anyway. So, God bless the guy. 18 after here on Good Day.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Dell's holiday event is one of their biggest sales of the year. Shop limited-time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance. Palbociclib.
Ibrance 125mg tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Actors and actresses in the focus here, celebrity gossip. That's sort of what is at the top of a lot of social media trending stories about Ashton Kutcher and Julia Stiles. So let's do Ashton Kutcher first. He's talking about this autoimmune disorder that he has that for a while left him unable to see and hear and walk. Apparently this happened a couple of years ago. It's a rare form of vasculitis. Knocked out his vision. Imagine, the reason I bring it up is because you imagine this happening to you, right? Yeah. Where you just, you know, you it's an autoimmune disorder, inflammation of the blood vessels. Yeah, right. So I went to the Mayo Clinic to have it worked on, and apparently he says you don't appreciate it until it's gone. And I guess that's probably true. You have it, and you don't want all that stuff to interfere with all your senses? Good heavens. This guy is a very accomplished businessman, an actor. I think he's very good. I've always liked Ashton Kutcher. Never knew he had this problem. I think, though, that Jay was reminding me that we talked about it a while ago. I don't remember that, but I do think that no matter what, it's worth, at this time of year, you give thanks. My wish would be that as you wish somebody a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, whatever it is, that with it you send the energy that gives them health. Right? Good energy brings you good health.
Mm-hmm.
If you get it from outside or inside, it's important. And then when something like this happens, you appreciate it when you get around it. Some people can't get around it. Apparently it's something that could, you know, end your visibility, your ability to see or touch things. It's just, you know, amazing. So that's it is, it's pretty important. I think I'll talk to Ken Kronos about that this week. Questions for Dr. Ken on the Good Day program. In a moment, we talk about Julia Stiles showing up on SNL right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Okay, so apparently on SNL, the Weekend Update, over Saturday night, the cast members were referring to an intimate holiday gift. The gift this time of year is the dance that Julia Stiles does at the end of the movie Save the Last Dance. You know that movie? Jay, there
yeah.
a number mm-hmm. of well-known, Kerry Washington was in that, Sean Patrick Thomas was in that, and it follows Stiles' career as she goes, you know, into trying to do these things that young women do. And so apparently they made reference to it, and she jumps onto the stage in the same black leotard that she wore in the movie. And so they do a choreographed thing, and the audience went crazy for it. I like Julia Stiles. She's a very versatile actress. She was in those Bourne movies.
She's fun.
She is. Been around for a long time. She actually visited a friend of mine has a place on the Cape, and he rented it to somebody who just identified herself as Julia. And when she showed up to take the keys, it was Julia Stiles who rented it for her family for a couple of weeks.
That's cool.
Anyway, yep, good stuff. 28 after on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Stefan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. It is appropriate to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. You know, good blessings to everybody, too. I get to talk to customers every day who are seeing results with Caltrin. You know, when you're losing the weight, doing it the right way. So no drugs, no stimulants. It's just your body burning off those fats and sugars more efficiently. You feel good while you're taking it. You feel good even after you get off of the product. The side benefits that go along with the weight loss that are also from Calitran include better sleep, less joint pain, more natural energy. So I hear it from customers every day. You know, I feel so much better. I feel like my old self again.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the special?
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
This is with Millie here from Calitran. Check it all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump says he will not testify in his civil case today. Trump posted his comments on Truth Social, saying he's already testified at an earlier date. In other earlier statements, Trump said the judge ruling in the case had already made up his mind of guilt well before the court case started against him in Manhattan. Presidential candidate Nikki Haley made a campaign stop in Waukee, Iowa yesterday. Waukee is a suburb of western Des Moines.
We have to raise strong girls. Strong girls become strong women. Strong women become strong leaders. None of that happens if you have biological boys playing in women's sports. We've got to cut that out.
A Japanese animated film that's dubbed in English is number one at the box office. The Boy and the Heron took in an estimated $12.8 million to beat out the Hunger Games prequel. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Gonna be a good day.
No, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
While the merry bells keep ringing.
Keep ringing.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
One of the smoothest voices in the era of crooners. There were a lot of great singers, Buddy Greco, Al Martino, Jerry Vale, and I just think that Andy Williams, though, was on the top of that heap. I remember interviewing him once. Jennifer, I think, had just started with me, Jay. He was on the golf course somehow or other. he was playing golf. He answered the phone and we started talking about something. He was promoting an album or something at the time. And he said, wait a minute, I got to make this putt. So he gives the phone to his wife, Claudine Langer, who was a well-known singer at the time. And she and I started talking. And then after he made the putt, he got the hole. He came back, oh, hey, and he describes his putting and stuff. And so I wanted to talk to him about his family because there was a whole bunch of brothers, the Williams brothers, Williams family that sang, but he was the one that was best known. And he had lots to say about golf. He didn't have anything to say about his album. He didn't have anything to say about his career. All he wanted to talk about was playing golf. Which was okay. It was an interesting
That's
insight.
That's funny. Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah, yeah.
And that was also probably one of the most fun interviews he'd had in a long time, too.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, I don't like to do what everybody else does. It was like Marjorie Taylor Greene when she was here last week. Why would you want to talk to her?
Mm-hmm.
She gets to say the same thing 100 times. No, talk about something different. And that's why we have been on stations like KSVP. I was just looking, and the kids were up in the attic over the weekend finding things that they're bringing home to their children. The old clothes and things that they had and things we hadn't seen for years and years and years. And Megan found this proclamation from an experience in 2002 that I had at KSVP in Artesia, New Mexico. It was a proclamation from the mayor of Artesia declaring Doug Steffen Day. And let's see, what was the actual day? It was December 6th. That's when it was, 2002. So I'm... I just got it, and we're still on that station. I just get a kick out of looking back at the mayor or the proclamation talks about the multiplicity of cultures in that community and how the morning program stimulated the audience through balance and intellectual conversation. And I said to the mayor, you sure you're listening to the same program? He says, yeah. Listen, we try to stimulate people as much as possible, and so it's nice to acknowledge those sorts of things. As a matter of fact, speaking of acknowledgement, 855-999-DOUG, time for us to take a call or two. We got a couple of these CDs to give away, and I've spent a lot of time talking about the Trans-Siberian Orchestra for sure, and what happens at the end when we've given away dozens of these CDs and LPs. We'll put everybody's name. It's a pretty good representative sample, too, of people listening from Oregon to Indiana, to Florida, to New Hampshire, to, let's see, what other places, Missouri. Did I say Illinois? I think I did say Illinois. I think I said Arizona, Texas, yada, yada. Okay, so anyway. If you would like to have, there's no big deal here, other than it's a nice way for you to become qualified for the drawing for the Audio Technica belt-driven stereo turntable that uses wired or wireless. How about that? I don't even know what that means. What the hell does that mean? huh? What are we, you see,
it's a new age old school record player.
A new age, yeah, okay. All right, so Megan Ann, would you put the headset on? We have a special guest this morning. I don't know. She's very special to me. The audience will think she's special. Every once in a while when she shows up at home, can you hear me?
You're like in one headphone.
Huh? What, one side works and the other one doesn't?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's nice. So you can hear
it. Yay! Hi, Megan.
Hi, Jay. That's your wired versus wireless.
That could be,
One ear is wired, the other is wireless.
Oh. See? Is that really how that works, or
no,
are you just saying
not.
That?
I'm just saying that. No, that's not how it works.
Hook, line, and sinker.
I liked that. Well, I liked for a minute there. You were like, oh, that's the answer? No, that's
well,
not the answer.
Well, I listen to my, as your father listens to you, Jay, I listen to my daughter, and it's sort of the turning of the table, because as Megan celebrates her milestone birthday in a couple of weeks.
Are we actually mentioning the number, or are we not?
It's up to you. You can mention it. I think I've mentioned it. Jay, haven't I mentioned it on the air without Megan being here? I think I have.
Numerous times, Megan. There are no secrets.
Okay. I figured, I have no secrets involved in it anyway. I know that it, he finds it a little off-putting, shall we say.
It is. It's off-putting. We were just talking about this, the thing that we found upstairs yesterday, the proclamation for the radio station.
Right.
From 2002.
Yeah.
I was trying to think back. Megan and Brendan both kind of grew up on the radio program, and Brendan was a hamburger. Megan didn't really like being on the air when she was younger.
Not really, no.
No, I don't know. Listen, and it wasn't like, I think you thought that I was kind of forcing you to do it, and I didn't feel it like
that. No, I don't think that.
No.
I think there were times when I did it as a kind of quid pro quo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I remember setting up the equipment when you were in Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
when you were teaching in New York.
Yeah.
And that was kind of a mind blower. It was a focus on you doing stuff that you've been doing for a long time that I hadn't really, it just was sort of part of what was going on here, and I didn't really think much about how it, you know, impacted you and what you had to do before you went to teach. You get up and do the radio program with me, and we talk about something. You didn't like it because you were afraid I was going to argue, or you thought I wouldn't like what you had to say.
I don't know that that's true so much as that I felt like there might be audience members who might, as they did at times, refer to me as, you know, Commie Pinko, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's not, there are people who go on the radio on purpose because they like that kind of
right.
discourse.
Yeah. You
and
don't
I'm
like that.
Not one of them.
I don't either.
Well, I might be a Commie Pinko, whatever, I, you know, actually
I don't
probably
know
not.
That I think that
yeah,
you are.
But
yeah.
There's not a lot of nuance.
No. Right, exactly.
So
you've turned all of your experience. If it weren't for the radio program, you probably wouldn't have that fabulous job as a professor in the English department at UCLA, right? That was the main reason that you got that job, because you're on the air all that time.
I would love to say that that would... I think that... Here's what I think. I think that doing... Like, I do what you do in some ways, which
yeah.
is that I go into a room
theater.
And I talk for 5 hours a day,
yeah.
you know, or 4 hours, depending on the day, 2 hours. And it is a shtick.
Mm.
Not to, you know, that's like, I mean, that seems to minimize it, but the, I think being on the radio did actually make it possible for me to talk off the top of my head a lot when sometimes I get stuck or don't know where to go next. I think that's a direct...
You've never said that to me before.
Oh.
That's very sweet.
No, that's true.
Absolutely. Jay, you think that's something that did you, because you grew up around it too, you know, Jay's father is like a consultant, he was a big time radio
kind of like
guy.
Osmosis.
Yeah.
Kind of.
You think?
I mean, I learned, was it you said, you know, you needed to know, I don't know if you ever said this, but it was clear to me, you needed to know a little about a lot, right? And you needed to be able to kind of keep a conversation going and either not reveal how little you knew about what was going on or to kind of get to the place where you knew what was going on. And that's a gift.
Jay, can you tell now when I start talking about something and I don't really know what I'm talking about and you come in to save me, you can always tell pretty much when I've gone down that road, right?
Sometimes, but a lot of the times, I'm just walking down that road with you.
He sounds so cautious,
while we asked the Googlebot.
Oh, yeah, very sensible.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. That's well, but that's kind of what this is. Mm. When you're having conversation with people, you're not practiced. It's like when we went to dinner last night, we spent an hour and a half talking about stuff because that's what you do in good conversation. Some things we may have talked about before, some things we may not have talked about before. I find that the more I'm around you and your brother, the more I feel like my horizons are expanded. Sometimes... intellectually, sometimes when it comes to your brother, it's just kind of like a boot in the butt.
Yes, he does have that effect on people.
So, and Jay, when you were with your sister, Megan and Brenda get along fabulously well, and they've always gotten along great.
We have always gotten, but don't make us sound like the, you know, the Rosie Sunshine twins. I mean, we were siblings 3 years apart. Like, we did...
When you were younger,
when we were younger, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, but like we're not, you know, angels.
Well, nobody's suggesting. I think daddies and daughters, so maybe again, Jay.
Oh, dear, here we go.
The daddy-daughter thing is your daughter is always, right, when your father talks about you, you can do no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm my face is talking more than my mouth is talking right now.
This is why we need cameras.
I know. It's not useful for radio, right?
Go ahead.
Go on. No, go on, Jay.
Oh, no, I think there's something that when it comes to opposite sex, that dads and daughters and moms and sons, there is always an additionally special bond.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what the psychology is behind it.
Mm. No, yeah. I don't know either, but I think that you're right about that. Anecdotally, I think it's true.
Well, you have a son.
I do.
And so under the circumstances with the back mothers and their sons, is that the same as daddies and their daughters?
I mean, I don't have a daughter, but I would say that having a son is delightful, and that, yeah, I think there's a special mother-son bond that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's...
I carried him around, you know, like, literally and metaphorically for quite a while.
Yeah, do you feel that, Jay? You got Mac, and you weren't expecting to have a child, and you did? And so does that even make
it better? I was expecting. We tried for him. We were expecting him.
Mm-hmm. I thought for some reason or other that it was almost not... wasn't going to happen or something. I don't remember if I got that. But, Megan had her issues as well, and so finally it happened. And it is, they're both delights. When you look at them, there's a radiance that comes from you as mother and me as grandfather and your father as grandfather. There's a radiance that comes from being around that.
He's a thing that you're not going to say on the air.
No, I can't say what I'm calling.
You know what he likes to hear? There's a thing that I tell him from time to time, which is that it's scientifically proven that children hold on to their mother's DNA, obviously, but also mothers, if you are the biological mother, you hold on to the DNA of your child, and you always carry it around with you, so that once you've had a child, you're also physically, literally, scientifically carrying around part of that child with you.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have some of it. I mean, he obviously has 50% of mine. But
so does that mean I have your DNA in me?
No, because you're not my mother.
Oh.
I mean, yes, I have your DNA because you're my dad, but right. But I also continue to carry the DNA from the child that I had.
Huh.
Cool, right?
Yeah, that is.
That's really fascinating, and it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, because it's just, I mean, you know, they're in there, right? So they're sharing their genetic materials with you as you are with them, and so then part of the DNA never leaves you.
Hmm. There's something that you... Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles everywhere, you did not know that before it was pronounced by Dr. Stefan here.
Probably some people knew it, and I'm also probably kind of mangling it a little bit.
That sounds, but nobody's going to know because...
No, that's true, because I'm busy faking it till I make it, right?
You fit right in. All right. Jay and Doug and Megan here. Megan's going back to Los Angeles, so... thank you for being here. And
you're welcome.
I mean, it's
been a pleasure as always, Doug.
Doug, yes, thank you, Megan.
Nice to talk to you, Jake.
All right, 48 after on Good Day.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership. Plus, not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer for eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You may not recognize, matter of fact, most of you won't recognize this theme. This is the theme from Scarface, the Al Pacino vehicle. Did this make him a star, Chucker, or was he a star before this?
Do you think? No, he was a star. I think this made him a different type of star. It just started, I think, some of his a little bit over the top acting style, which he did not have in the 70s, and he sort of amplified that. In the 80s, in the 90s. Scarface opened this day, movie history, Doug. Actually, yesterday, we're on here. December 10, 1983, Scarface opens in theaters. I remember going to see it at the King's Plaza in Brooklyn, New York. It was a duplex on one side of the theater. Clint Eastwood's fourth Dirty Harry film, Sudden Impact, was playing. On the other side was Scarface. I went up seeing both of them the same weekend, and I actually love both those films. Scarface has a huge cult following. They keep talking about remaking it, but that has not materialized.
Who would you put? That'd be
a good question. I think they'd go with an unknown, but they're not going to have the power of this film.
No,
I don't think. Oliver Stone actually wrote Scarface with Al Pacino. Brian De Palma directed it. I think it's a Yeah, it's a little violent, but it's a terrific entertainment, and I think he's awesome in the movie.
All right, how do we look at box office totals for the weekend? I'm looking at the stuff that was around. I didn't see anything that
actually
decided
it's really
to
interesting.
Go.
Two Japanese films in the top three. An animated Japanese film from an acclaimed director, The Boy and the Heron, $12.8 million, number one, sort of came out of nowhere. Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, $9.4 million, $135 million in 4 weeks. film's done like $240 million worldwide on a $100 million budget. So this film has done well. And this is the idea, Doug, would be for the studios to have their bigger tent poles. If you could produce them at around $100 million, you're in good shape. I think the problem in the industry is it's been going over $200, $250.
Well, it's expensive to make a movie.
Problematic.
All those people. You look at the credits at the end of these shows, whether they're TV shows or I was talking earlier about watching, finally getting onto my streaming service and watching Jack Ryan. I think there are four seasons of it. I'm on season three. And at the end, I watched one of the episodes that went on for 19 minutes. They credited all of the different languages that the show is translated in. There are like 39 different countries or 39 different languages that translate the Jack Ryan. And you wonder some other in film and television, how many other shows are that widely translated into other languages so they can be heard around the world.
Well, here's a counter argument. Godzilla Minus One, which is also a Japanese movie, right? This film did 8.3 in its second weekend, did 26% drop-off, which is a great hole, $25 million in 10 days. Worldwide, it's done like $70 million. On a $15 million, they shot this for $15 million. Everybody who went to see it says it looks incredible. So there are films that could be shot at a reasonable budget and look great and do extremely well, and yet there's bloated Hollywood product that costs 200, like The Marbles, which is a big financial loser. Cost $250 million. There's nothing special about it. It just makes some of this stuff makes no sense. Some other box office news of interest, Wonka, which opens here this Thursday night in the United States, actually opened internationally overseas and did $43 million, blowing past expectations. And then the re-release of Die Hard in the U.S. did almost $1 million with no marketing campaign. Really? That's good for a 35-year-old.
What about Love Actually? They released Love Actually.
Yeah, I didn't see it register in the box office total, so I don't know how it did. But Die Hard did very well. $1 million
Interesting.
For a movie with no marketing, it's pretty good.
Uh-huh. Good. Jada Pinkett Smith says the Oscar slap saved her marriage to Will. I will never, ever leave him, she said, which I thought was interesting. So it didn't hurt his relationship with her.
Pretty high
it seemed to hurt his relationship with producers. Is he back doing anything? What's he been doing?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they say he's got two movies being lined up. He did. Actually, he filmed Bad Boys 4. That's been filmed.
Oh.
It comes out this summer. And then I think... he's going to team up with Michael B. Jordan. That's the plan, to do I Am Legend 2. So we'll see.
Really? Yeah. All right. Well, listen.
That's going to hurt him forever to an extent, though. It just will.
Yeah, no.
I'm not judging him. It was one of the dumbest things of all time.
It was kind of dumb. His wife liked it, and there you go. All right, Chucker, talk to you tomorrow here on Good Day.
Thank you, Doug.
Jay and Doug on the Good Day program, 59 past the hour, folks.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.